BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday, Scott Mills Daily. Lots of people finishing exams and finishing uni. So we recall the time Chris got his exam results to the music of Rihanna. Also, why you might want to avoid anyone called Scott or Lauren this weekend. They're probably cheating. And in a bizarre flashback to 2005, 6, 7 and 8, Chappers came back from the toilet to discuss my World Cup anthem that I'm making.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Where are they two, eh? Where have they gone? Where are they gone, huh? Come back soon, Rizzle Kicks. We miss you. That was Lost Generation. Good afternoon. This is Scott on Radio 1. Made it to the end of the week. Hello, Jay Hall. Just finished uni for good. Stuck in traffic. 3 hours drive left, so make it a good one, Mills.
Loads of people are finishing roundabout now, finishing uni. It seems quite early, but it seems to be happening.
See, I never went through that myself. What's that feeling like when you finish uni for the first time? Mind you, most of the time you were there, you didn't even know you were.
Brilliant.
Didn't feel like it was.
Well, it's an odd one, isn't it? Because I think it kind of finishes when you've done your last exam, because technically, you know, there's no more work.
But is there a feeling of a bit of sadness as well? Because it's like you've been your life for a long time.
Right. I had an emotional moment where... will talk about this then. So I I remember when I was getting my results for my uni degree, and I sat in the library and basically had to refresh the computer to get the results. And I was trying to work out what to listen to when I should receive my results.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, what kind of song should you be listening to? And it was coming out at like 10 o'clock. And about 5 to 10, I suddenly realised this dilemma that I was listening to all sorts of nonsense on you know, I can't remember what the song was. So anyway, I switched the most emo song I could find at the time.
I bet it was S Club 7.
It was Rihanna, that one that talks about curtains closing. What's you put on quite a show.
Take a bow.
That was it.
Was that the one?
That was the sort of the emotional moment. But saying that, actually, the last exam I did, because I had this strange routine where when I finished an exam, and I always had to leave early for some reason, it was like my calling card, it probably wasn't the best move, I didn't do that well, I would then go to the toilet to celebrate, which I know sounds really dodgy, but I just mean I'd have a moment to myself to reflect.
A celebratory poo?
Basically.
Oh,
and then,
awesome.
And then head out for the day. Have a few drinks. But that's just how I rolled. I'm sure people are different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people are mostly different to that story, yeah. Zoe in Penzance has been on. She's just finished uni. Go and have a celebratory poo and put on Take a Bow by Rihanna. Really surprised how many of our listeners finish something and then have a little victory visit to the toilet.
I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if it's just that it's sort of like, exam's done, cleanse yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like purge yourself of the stress in exam.
Jonty says, in Leeds, says... Finishing uni was a massive anti-climax to me. I think I was expecting some kind of fireworks or something when I handed in my dissertation. I know what you mean. You want it to be like the end of... Have you seen that film Meet Joe Black, where there's loads of like massive fireworks? That's what you expect. Nothing really happens.
But that's why you need to do your own sort of unofficial ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, you have to kind of entertain yourself, don't you, really? I wonder how many people, like, when they're refreshing to get their results, have a victory song that they're putting on.
It's a good idea.
What did you get?
I got a 2-2, a Desmond.
Desmond, bring back any memories?
Yes.
It was just the only one you could find that was a bit emotional.
It was literally last second emo song that I could find.
There it is.
Yep.
Brilliant.
You may mock, mate, but I'm not the only one who does the victory poo.
Okay, good. You're right, so many people finishing up today. Zoe Glanville has just sat her finals at Bath Spa Uni. Driving up from Devon to help her move out of her house today are her mum and dad.
Oh, it's that awkward thing where your parents have to come help pack up the room.
We can't quite fit it all in car.
Yeah. And stuff on laps, that kind of thing, stress.
Driving down the M5. The parents have been on saying, sorry, we can't take you out for lunch, Zoe, but we're stuck in traffic on the M5. Just a little tip, parents. Could you, like, hide around the corner while Zoe moves other stuff into your car, because it's just that awkward parent chat that nobody wants to have.
Oh, and you don't want your parents finding stuff either, do
you?
No,
yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good musics today. Paramore, Still Into You on BBC Radio 1, and Fuse ODG, Sean Paul, bit
for
of me.
You.
And that's Still Into You.
It is the
and
one,
Dangerous Love.
It is the one song that proper reminds me of you.
I see!
If the worst should happen, that'll be the song that I'll remember these fun times.
Is that the song you're going to give to the press on the event of my demise?
I'm just, it'll be the song associated with you. It'll be like your theme tune. It's Your Candle in the Wind.
On BBC News.
Fuse ODG and FBZ, what we tell them.
He was beautiful.
It's what he would have wanted. Right, what's going on, please?
Right, so I've been doing a bit of research for the show today, you'll be pleased to know, and came across this survey. Now, normally I think they're proper rubbish.
I hate surveys.
Yeah, and there's a survey for everything at the moment.
There are radio shows which just rely on surveys. Yeah. And a survey out today says that women with bigger feet are rubbish.
Yeah, but this one, your name is at the top of it. So I sort of I kind of have an interest in this one, I think.
What is it?
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
So you're at number one on this thing.
Awesome.
And it's the list of names of men most likely to cheat. So top names most associated with cheating, according to this list. It's incredible.
Okay, well, I don't like it now.
Now, from what I understand, they've surveyed 2,000 women. So, you know, it's based on good fact here. And your name, Scott, is right at the top there. How
as
do you
a,
feel?
As a cheater?
Yeah, so your name suggests that you're more likely to cheat on who you're with than anyone else.
But I'm a one-man woman.
Well, you see, I think the point is if I was to meet you on a night out, find out your name's Scott, suddenly I should be a bit wary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's, you know, the connotations are with your name. I mean, they've surveyed 2,000 women, so clearly Scott's getting a bad press with...
And Scott's the number one name of someone that will cheat.
Yeah. I mean, I know you can't speak for all Scots.
No, I can't. Well, I can speak for myself. I ain't no hoochie mama.
People named Scott.
It is an American survey, isn't it? That's kind of thing they'd say back.
It is an American survey, but I think it's based on a British one that happened, and you were certainly near the top of the British one that I saw. But
this is nonsense. You can't tell anything about somebody from their name.
Anyway, look, it's given me a fantastic business opportunity, I thought. Because I'm sure people would like to know whether the person that they're seeing is likely to cheat on them.
Or the person they might be about to start seeing.
Yes, exactly. It could be like, right, I really fancy this guy. He's perfect, but he's called Scott.
Well, just do the rest of the list then.
There's going to be problems. Oh, yeah, but I don't want to say what the rest of the list is because then I won't have a USP, which Mrs. Mead always tells me is important when you set up a business idea.
So what are you suggesting?
Well, I'm suggesting I'm happy to do this just through Radio 1 for now and then I'll earn my millions.
Just through Radio 1?
another time. But, I mean, it's mainly a service for the ladies here. If you want to text me the name of your partner to 81199, I will tell you where they rank on my list and if they're if they're on the list, if they're safe.
Right, okay. So, maybe it's someone you've been with for a while or maybe it's someone that you've met, I don't know, like on a dating app and you're thinking, well, I don't know much about them. Are they a lying, cheating scumbag?
I can tell you where they are on the list and I don't know, I'd like to think it's just a service that I'm willing to offer here for a brief moment in time. If it's popular, if people like it, I'll charge for it through a separate phone line.
Is it just one bloke that gets around a bit, do you think?
Or what do
is
you
it
mean?
Scott?
Do you think it's one Scott with given a bad name
one
to all?
One absolute tart just like going around. Those people that aren't with somebody at the moment but want to know where they rank as a potential cheater of their own name.
Yes.
Simon. Simon on the list?
I don't want to say yet. Do you want me to say? No, he's not on the list, actually. He's all right.
Lauren off of Peterborough is marrying an Aaron tomorrow. Is he going to cheat?
Aaron. You see, I've got a list of the top 13 here. That's what I'm doing. Aaron's fine. Crack on with that.
Yeah, all fine there. Robert, is that on?
Robert's fine.
Really?
Yeah, Robert's fine. Are you surprised at that?
It's just that I don't understand where my name is top of the list.
Yeah, and clearly number one as well, by a margin.
And also there is loads of people texting in, mostly called Scott, not happy with us right now.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Right, so this office full of women had just been done a little survey of their own, saying asking if they've ever been played by anyone called Scott. And it was a no. So they're saying, don't let it get you down, Mills, even though you are a potential hoe.
Yeah.
That was Chase Estatus and Alive.
I must point out with this list that it's your name at the top of it.
Yeah, can you stop saying that? Because it's really annoying me and also all the Scots in the world.
It's not just a group of names. Like, it's the statistics show that, I mean, you are way and above.
This
more
is
more likely.
A nonsense survey that Chris has found. It's so American. And it's the names of boys that are most likely to cheat.
Mm.
But it's got girls going, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, but I'm also, I like to feel I'm doing everyone a favour here. I'm helping out. I'm doing a service to people. I'm now getting a lot of angry texts from people called Scott.
Yeah, there's
but
loads.
But it's not my fault you're called that.
No, but I think, like you're saying, we're all the same. Is Tom on the list? Emily in Kent wants to know.
Let me have a look. Tom's fine.
Tom's good as well.
Yeah, so yeah, should be all good there.
Frankie, hi.
Hello.
You're right.
Yes, thank you.
So you were just passing by and wanted to know what?
I've been cheating on every relationship and whether Graham is safe.
Okay, so you've not had a good time. Graham.
No.
Let's find out if Graham is on the cheater list.
Let's have a look. Graham. Graham's not on the list. I'm pleased to report.
Yeah.
Good news.
I'm going to hunt you down if he does cheat now.
You've got a good one there.
I hope so.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I can see I'm actually annoying quite a lot of Scots who are planning to go out tonight.
Yeah, you really are. Because it's going to be like, oh, hi, getting on famously. What's your name? Scott. Okay, bye.
I've had a worrying text that I've just seen for someone called Carly who says her boyfriend's called Scott and she just ended it.
Oh, now, God, this is so bad.
That although I'm offering a service, there are T's and C's.
Yeah, and that is don't finish with your girlfriend because there's some rubbish, or boyfriend because there's some rubbish survey from America.
This was meant to be a good thing. This was meant to be a good thing I'm offering, but now I'm worried there's going to be a backlash.
Is Chris on the list?
It's not, no.
Someone says they get a bad rep in soaps and TV shows, but is Dan on the list?
Dan.
There are a lot of bad Dans on TV, or Daniels.
It's not. There's not Dan. There's a Dean on the list.
Deans. I've always said that about Deans.
Dean.
Don't
yeah.
trust a Dean.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're causing all sorts of problem here now. I hope you're pleased with what you started.
All the Deans are on now.
Dean and Eastbourne. Well, you two mentioned that Dean's on the list. First thing I get is a call from the missus. So bad.
It's quite funny.
You know, it is funny. But you know when you just think, oh, maybe we shouldn't have started this. Can I do a quick fire at you? Because there's loads of people wanting to know.
And we've only named two names on the list, to be fair, haven't we?
James, is that on the list?
James is fine.
James is fine. Ben, is that on the list?
Ben is fine. Ben's not on the list.
Whoa, a lot of people are expecting it to be.
Really?
Yeah. Up there with Scott. Sam?
Sam's not on the list. It's a strange one, isn't it? You don't seem to be...
Some of the ones you think, not necessarily there. Hello, who's on the line?
Frankie.
Hello, how can I help?
Is there a Lee on the list?
Lee?
Lee.
Are you seeing a Lee at the moment?
I am.
How's that going for you?
Very well, thank you.
You're making this sound like it's a stress for you.
No.
Okay.
I'm on a long journey. I'm on the way to Great Yarmouth with Lee and our son.
Oh, he's with you.
And the son. It's like when they do the DNAs on Jeremy Kyle.
This is it's a strange situation to find yourself in.
Go on then.
Must warn you, and he is on the list. Number four.
That's quite high.
Hello?
Hello.
All right. Okay.
I'm in shock.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll let you go then. Have a cup of tea or something. All right. Love you. Bye. So I couldn't cope with that anymore. That was too awkward for me. I can't do the confrontation of it.
That conversation right now is going to be horrible, isn't it?
This why
I do feel bad. I maybe shouldn't have because Lee's just going to be their head and hands now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Sorry, Lee.
Sorry, Lee, and sorry to.
Oh no! And now sorry to all the Lees.
Yeah. However, I've also just found the list of girls most likely to cheat.
Interesting that, because we got a text texting saying, is there a list of girls' names just to keep the balance? Love you, bye.
Well,
from Sandra from Eastleigh. Now, that's
your mum. That's my mum.
She's from Eastleigh.
There can't be more than one Sandra in Eastleigh.
So why is she keen on
the list? Why is my mum texting and wanting to know, is there a list of girls' names?
Yeah. And she called you Scott.
She told me she doesn't listen anymore. She doesn't like the music.
I don't know. She seems keen on this topic. What are you saying about the girls then?
The girls, all I'm saying is, right, and that's where we'll leave it, just be careful of anyone called Lauren.
Oh!
Generally bad news. Okay, so there's a Scott who's going to marry a Lauren tomorrow. Should we just cancel now? No, you two go for it. You're both the same.
It's all kicking off, isn't it? I like this text. Chris, my name is Jason. Should I be cheating?
No, that's not the way it works. The Scott Mills Daily. That is the brilliant Twin Atlantic, Heart and Soul on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Ed Sheeran coming up. My friends that I'm making a football song with, 5 Seconds of Summer. That's going very well, by the way. I know it's been slightly delayed compared to what I said a few weeks ago. But, you know, I didn't realise how long it takes and what process is involved to make a song as this.
Doing it properly, aren't you? Is it another rollover?
I'm going to have the song for you on Monday.
Next week, yeah. I see where this is going.
No, I know I've been saying next week, and there have been people giving me right beef on Twitter.
But you're now saying next week.
Where's this song? This is what I said just to... Well, how many weeks ago is it now?
Two.
This is what I said 2 weeks ago on this show, maybe three. I'm going to do one.
I might.
Before the end of the week, I'm going to have a go at writing a World Cup song, which will appeal to everyone across the world. And I 100% can guarantee.
And it'll be better than Shakira.
It'll be a better one than Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez. That was two, maybe 3 weeks ago, and I'm still sticking to what I say.
The way you taught this up is like Groves and Frock before their big fight.
Who?
It's these false claims that you do, and sort of, I'm going to make the biggest song in the world, I'm going to do this, I'm going to... It just doesn't happen.
Is Groves and Frock what you've been watching today?
This is... Yeah, you're right. I've got to admit, I've been watching a lot of this. It's like all the... Because it's the boxing's tomorrow, and it's quite a big match. In fact, you're really confused about what I'm watching, aren't you? Because it's basically...
It's a thing called The Gloves Are Off.
Yeah, so they're
what
both...
What does that mean?
Well, they're both sitting opposite each other in front of... on a table, and it's really tense. Everything's really intense. Like, they're reluctant to shake hands. You just don't understand it, though,
what
do
What a load
you?
Of nonsense. What are they doing that for? It's like a panto. Oh, go on then. I'm harder than you. No, I bet I'm harder than you. Oh, yeah? Do you want to try it then? Yeah. Well, you're going to try it at the weekend because there's a boxing match on. So why are you doing that sat in front of each other now? Ridiculous.
I appreciate that's how you see it.
Well, what's the point of it? Right, we'll need to come back to this later because I'm talking about football now, mixing up my sports.
Oh, God. Are you going to venture into boxing next?
No. I've just seen on Twitter, though, apparently England have just won the World Cup.
Where are you seeing this? Well, now, what's confused you here?
Something. Is it Match of the Day?
Where are you getting this from?
I think they've won the World Cup.
Okay, I can see where you're going wrong here. This is the Match of the Day Twitter account, which I assume you're following, which is kind of weird in itself.
Yeah.
No, they're reliving.
Bobby Moore's just been hoisted onto the shoulders of his teammates.
Yeah, no, that's the 66, the 1966 final that they're reliving through
Twitter. Why are
they
tweeting it now?
Well, because what they're doing is they're reliving it in real time. So I think where you're getting confused is you're following the right accounts for your football knowledge, which is clearly where you're getting it from, but you're misunderstanding what they're tweeting about. That's the 1966 final. They're sort of reliving it through their Twitter.
But why are they saying like it's now?
Because it was such a momentous game that it's like if you were at that final now, what would the tweets be like? Because they obviously didn't have Twitter then.
Well, that's confusing for someone like me, isn't it? Because you think it's happening now.
You are aware Bobby Moore... I mean, that was 1966, Scott.
Right. Okay, well, that's very confusing. Don't do that again, BBC Sport. Now, the football song is almost ready. I've played you a little bit of it. This was the leaked audio. These are the... these are just the woes that me and 5 Seconds of Summer are doing on it. The one that's a bit flat in the background, that's me singing. Can you hear the one that's deeper and really out of tune?
You're very low in the mix, aren't you?
And probably even more so when they do the final mix. But I'm telling you, it's going to be ready. I'm going to play it for you on Monday.
Is that a promise?
Promise. So the song's almost ready. I think it's fair to say the producers here are getting a bit worried. Because obviously they want it to be good. And they've heard that I am rapping on the song, which hasn't inspired them a lot of confidence.
No.
So they now... It's down here that they want me to chat with an expert.
Music expert.
Not a rap expert. Apparently, was the 90s like the best time for football songs? Was it like a golden era?
Well, yeah, I guess thinking about it, that was the sort of the time of Three Lions, Vindaloo, those kind of songs. So yeah, I guess the 90s... early 2000s is probably the sort of golden era of football songs, and you are trying to make one that matches, you know, the greatest. So, yeah it's probably the sort of time that you want.
I'm trying to make the perfect football single. That's what I'm trying to make.
Right.
So the song's nearly done. I don't know why he's coming in, because it's almost done, but I'm not going to argue. I just want to keep everyone happy. So they've arranged for me to speak to a 90s music expert to run all of my plans for the song past him.
Oh, cool.
So and he's going to be coming in. He's coming in at 2:30.
Pete Waterman?
I don't think so.
That would be the go-to guy, wouldn't it?
Just been having a little look. It does seem that most of the best football songs were off of the 90s, doesn't it? This one's 98, two.
And 96, respectively.
And then there's always... Butler's Her.
Do you remember when you got a whole crowd in Southampton to chant back Vinda Mills when you played this at one of your gigs?
Yeah. That'll be 4 years ago, will it?
It would be, yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, also 90s... Just about this from John Barnes. You got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. They'll always hit you and hurt you. Yeah, that one.
I mean, this is the rap that really you should be modelling yours on, in my opinion.
And this one as well. Just don't come
home. I think the music expert, I'm sure, will be able to fill you in with all the info on these kind of songs.
Daily. This is Radio 1. I need a bit of time to digest what's just happened, and you will as well. It's you.
Hello.
Why is it you?
Have you not put my mic on?
Oh, hang on. Not on purpose. Hello?
I think it's the shock of it.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Good, strong start. Some things don't change.
So, Chappers appears to be here. You might remember him from the show back in the day. I was told you were a 90s music expert.
Yeah, I've just been told that as well. That wasn't the original reason I was told I was coming on. I thought I was coming on to plug the World Cup. But yeah, I've been told I'm a 90s music expert. To which my response was, couldn't Scott do that himself?
Well, this is all very underwhelming, isn't it?
So what are we going to do? Talk Bewitcher's back catalogue?
I can't cope
with two of us.
I'm not being funny. This has really thrown me.
This could be incredible, I feel.
So Chappers is back on the show. What, are you here to promote the World Cup or talk about my football song?
I can do both. Which would you like to do first? Do you want me to get the plug out of the way?
Do that now, right. Otherwise I'll forget.
BBC Sport asked me to come on the show to say, could you make sure that you tell all the young people who listen to Scott Mills' show not to watch the World Cup on hooky feeds from Iraq, but to watch it on good old terrestrial television, because the World Cup is live on the BBC, and also, in the interest of fairness, on ITV as well, but both are
okay,
so supposedly free.
Okay, so don't like point your satellite dish in a different direction.
I'm sure all your parents pay the licence fee. So watch us.
So
plug done. Now what do you want?
Right. Yes, Chappers, everyone's saying. Oh, wow.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. There's four people at the moment.
I was going to say, your producer's kindly put the tech screen in front of me, and I can't see one at the moment.
I can see four or five.
Five's good.
Oh, no, there you go.
Slight delay.
If you've been listening to this show for a while, you'll know Chappers. I mean, a long time talking about now. 4.5 years has it been?
Christmas 2009, yeah. Pretend it's not etched on your memory.
Since you went to the toilet and didn't come back. Yeah. What were you doing in there?
Well, in four and a half years, you can do everything.
We really can.
We've moved buildings, Chappers, and everything.
I know, I was still in the old one.
Yeah. Did you go to the old one as a matter of, you know, habit?
Well, no, because I was still in the toilet in the old one.
Oh, of course,
So the lock's still broken.
Did you want to come back here? I kind of get I can't work out if you're really happy to be here yourself.
Well, I've always played my emotions very close to my chest.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're not that kind of guy, are you?
What, that shows happiness?
No, or any kind of emotion. So Chappers moved on 5 years ago nearly. I didn't. I'm still here.
But you've moved on in other ways. You've stayed fresh and reinvented yourself.
That's right. And I'm. Do you know what?
And the lines get less and less.
I know. Thank you.
Does he look younger than you remember him?
Yes, he does. Every photo I see of him, he looks younger. I mean, I've been seeing some of the photos he's been tweeting of himself with One Direction, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, I know.
It's very difficult to tell who isn't in the boy band, I find, in those photos. I don't know if you found that as well, Chris.
No, I completely agree. I
missed you. This is actually the longest you've ever stayed in a Radio 1 studio. Well, what you didn't know back then, it was like he used to have his coat on for the whole show.
I have actually taken it off. I used to walk in, do one sarcastic one line and walk out again.
Yeah. Yeah, you really did during the song. We should probably play this.
Daddy's home. What?
Oh yeah. Bit of Usher for you there, Chopper.
I used to feel slightly uncomfortable.
Enough. So yeah, I've made my World Cup anthem with 5 Seconds of Summer, that boy band he was talking about. Now,
how did you pick them?
Well, I mean, they were just around, and we thought, yeah, they'd be good. Yeah. And also because I wanted to make a generic song that's not specific to Scotland or England or Wales or Ireland, so I thought, well, they're Australian, so they'll do.
So it's for the world, isn't it?
It's for the world. Yeah. A bit like, have you heard the Pitbull and J-Lo one?
No. Have they let themselves down?
That's the official.
Is it?
One. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. And it's just him doing. Basically, it sounds a bit like. Do you remember Bob Sinclair? With the whistling on.
I'm a 90s music expert.
Oh, yeah. That was 2000.
I know.
Jennifer Lopez is on it. She's from the 90s.
Yeah.
It's not very good. It's like they did it in their tea break. So I've put some effort into this one.
So does she do all the singing and Pitbull does the rap?
Yes.
Are you like the Pitbull of this record?
Yes, I am. Mm. Now, I know that one of the producers has played you a little bit, apparently. Is that true?
Only a tease.
Okay. I would like you to hear the full version at some point.
Okay.
It's been a long time coming for the listeners, because you know what I'm like. I'll say I'll do something, and then, you know, weeks go by and it doesn't happen. But I
Well,
like
you
to...
like to think of yourself as a tease, don't you?
Whereas, yes, I do.
To be honest, age kind of plays tricks with your memory, and
That's
you just
right.
forget.
Yeah. A lot of people are asking, do you feel better for your toilet visit?
I feel 3 stone lighter for a start.
Have you been kicked off of Five Life?
No, I have not. They're very happy with everything, so I believe.
Do you know what? There's a certain element of, I do get a little bit, I don't know, a little bit of sunshine fills my heart every time I see you on that big chair. On Match of the Day,
I can't believe you watched.
Yeah,
that.
Match of the Day 2. Yes,
yeah. I can't. I get them mixed up. No, I just. I mean, sometimes I'm flicking towards the E channel, and I will see Chopper on there, and I'll be like, "Oh, that's nice." And you're really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Why haven't you had Scott on as a guest yet?
Well, there is that opportunity. We are looking for people to go out and make little films on the clubs that they support.
Well,
obviously, it doesn't work for you at the moment, Chris, because you're not in the Premier League.
No,
but
cheers for that.
Well, that's just factually.
They're flying thick and fast.
That's factually correct. But if you wanted to, you could.
I know a bit.
Do you feel
more
like a proud older brother when you?
Yeah, I do. I know a bit more about football now.
We just glossed over that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I know that Arsene Wenger has just signed a 3-year deal with Arsenal.
Sorry, say that again.
Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger, yes.
Yeah, he's just signed a new deal. Three-year deal.
To do what at Arsenal?
Be a manager?
Yes, be their manager,
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, told you I know more.
He follows the BBC Match of the Day account now and everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
I tell you what is a bit weird, and it just shows you how long ago you were on. You remember little Lloyd, who used to help us out with the World Cup every 4 years?
He's not drinking pints. And
right, here's the thing. Someone texted in yesterday going, I hope you'll be getting little Lloyd on again. No, he's now 19.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've just had a text from Greg James, who I'm assuming is sat outside, or does he come in at 10 to 4 when he's...
No, we don't generally speak.
Oh, right, okay.
No, of course he does. He comes in for real or no.
No, I know he does. I mean, does he come into the office early to prepare for a show? Or
oh,
does he
God,
just
he's
get...
here for hours.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sent me a text saying you're making everyone in the office feel really old.
Why?
Well, just by being back on.
Oh, that's nice.
God knows how old Scott is feeling right now.
I'm absolutely fine. I've reinvented myself, Chopper. Hanging out with the One Directions. Mind you, weren't you with them also at the weekend?
I played a charity football match against them, yeah.
Oh, which one?
Louis and Harry and Niall was the manager. It was Team Niall against Team Piers Morgan, and I was on Team Piers Morgan.
Was that the match where Harry hilariously pulled Piers Morgan's shorts down?
It was that one, yeah. It was that one. I had to mark Harry for a while, and I just spent the whole time worrying that if I clattered him, I'd then just get hate mail for the rest of my life.
Did you try?
No, I didn't.
That's not
Fortunately, when he came over to my side, they put him at fullback, and I had to mark James Corden. Which, I'll be honest
easier,
with you,
isn't it?
Was a lot easier on the legs.
Now, you have heard this this track, the
I
full
have,
track,
yeah.
Outside the studio. One of the producers has played it to you. How does it compare with some of these others, do you think?
I think you've got classic bits from all other, from the great football songs.
That's what we've tried to do. So we've got some woes.
Always need some woes.
The people in tune are 5 Seconds of Summer. The slightly lower one, which is flat, that's me. Oof.
Lower, flat, and slightly behind the rest of them.
That's right. And you've heard the rap, I take it?
Do you know what? I actually haven't heard the rap.
Oh, they didn't play you as far as that?
No, they didn't play me as far as the rap.
Okay, right. Now, I know you can be sarcastic, but just spare my feelings on this.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I actually can't look at you when I'm playing this.
All right.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
Shut up.
I was taking a breath.
It is quite voice over voice at the end, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Out now.
Yeah. Out now.
Well, I didn't know what to do. Is it better?
I like that.
Is it better than...
Me and me mum and me dad and me grown in a bucket of vindaloo.
Why are we doing this? Is that who you modelled it on? Did you model yourself on Keith Allen and Fat Les? Did you?
When
why are you laughing at that one but not laughing at your own? You think that's comedy, but you think yours is a serious work of art.
They still sing that one on the terraces, do they?
The Vindaloo one? Yeah, occasionally.
Okay. Yeah. Is it better than...
Anton Deck? Yeah, it's better than that, yeah. Yeah.
Just to clarify, is this the 90s music specialist section now that we're on?
I believe it is.
Is this the lecture?
Can you not tell?
Right, we're in.
Is it better than...
Yeah, but that's not a rap either, is it?
Doesn't it? Well, no, I think now we're just onto the general...
who is that, please? Sort of music. England United. Ocean
and was that 98?
Ocean Colour Scene.
Yes, it was.
The Spice Girls and Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yes. When the Bunnymen weren't even 90s. What I particularly liked is before the news, you said football's coming home was 1998, which would mean it was going home to France. It's coming home was 96.
Well, it's 96, and then they re-released it in 98, didn't they?
Yeah, just to earn a bit of money.
Did no one care about that?
No. All right. There you go, that's 96. So the thing about that was that had commentary in it. So you've got commentary in yours.
We've got
We should have
asked you actually. We've got Guy Mowbray. Guy Mowbray is doing it. Guy Mowbray.
See, the famous.
But you don't really do the commentaries.
No,
you do the after.
No, and Guy Mowbray is the number one football commentator on the BBC television. So that's who you.
Why don't you do the commentary?
Because
have you tried?
They haven't asked him.
I used to do cricket commentary back in the day.
Yeah, you did.
But now.
Like, you do all the analysis afterwards.
Well, I get the ex-professionals to do the analysis. So I just... What you're saying is the commentators and the pundits do all the work. What exactly do I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I just join it all together. It's a bit like, you know, you like doing the buttons, but Chris providing the comedy.
Right, okay. You know, with the...
Are we moving on from that comment?
You know, with the... You know me. I used to do that all the time. Yeah. Let's move on. Like it didn't happen. We did think about putting this commentary in from Innuendo Bingo.
That was a much better ball from Trapp. On the right-hand side, it allowed him to curl the ball away from the goalkeeper. Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
Would that be okay to put in? I mean, it's not
relevant.
You could
put that in. He is a big lad.
See, I was keen on that happening, actually.
Yeah. We could do a special version.
There was a couple, wasn't there?
At least
one with Ashley Cole as well.
6 foot six.
Is there anything else I need? So I've got like...
Well, I thought you were comparing your rap to... I thought you were going to play a bit of John Barnes' rap.
Oh, I've got that. Chris absolutely goes mental for this. I don't know why.
Yeah, I wish yours had been slightly more like this.
What, passionate?
I mean, he doesn't sound passionate to me. You got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. You can lift off the page, John.
Oh, we do one rap on a football song and all of a sudden we could tell everybody else how to do it.
Suddenly we think we're John Barnes, do we?
There are two things with John Barnes and the rap is that when he does the rap in the video, he dances as well.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Do you dance?
Absolutely not.
I'm not asking, but...
Where
what?
Oh my God.
And also,
I don't dance now.
And also, anytime you are with John Barnes, if you ask him to do it live, he will do it live for you.
Well, we were watching a video last week. I think he was on holiday or something in Dubai.
Yeah.
And these people were like, "Oh, Barnes, will you do it?" He's like, "Yeah, where's the camera?"
Yeah.
I'm on.
That's what you need to do, Mills. So when you're next in Dubai, sometime soon, and then people ask, you'll be able to perform your rap.
I think when asked, you ought to be able to perform it live.
Yeah, at any,
at any
point,
opportunity.
Yes.
Well, I can't even remember it now.
I mean, if I was to, because I haven't heard the whole rap. So if I was sat here now, bearing in mind Radio 1 is the home of live music,
yeah,
would you be able to do it live for me?
No.
And also, come on, I've been in the box four and a half years. Come on.
Also, that rap that you just heard that I played you, that is the full rap.
Oh, is that the full thing?
It got cut down considerably.
It was genuinely meant to be twice as long before.
The rest of the song is so good that my rap was supposed to be 20 to 30 seconds long. I was like, absolutely not. Can you cut that right down? And they've said, yeah, no, we already have.
Well, can't you just play again, write it down, and then do it live for me?
Okay, hang on.
5 seconds of summer till the
end. I'm not doing it live now.
The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd.
Roar.
They think it's all over. It is now.
Obviously, there will be a roar from the crowd in there at some point.
Well, do it live and I'll do the roar.
No, I'm not doing it live.
I've just seen the actual controller of Radio 1 put his coat on and walk out.
Oh, right. What, like you used to do.
Something's don't change.
You know when you're doing your rap, what are you imagining? Because someone pointed this out the other day and I kind of see what they're saying, but it does sound like you're having a nasty time on the toilet.
What, like that?
And the words. Give another blast, you'll see what I mean.
Mm-mm.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game.
Straining a bit, you mean?
I think it's the words, the tension, the pain.
Enjoy the heartache, the tension, the pain.
I think you've just seen a photo of himself with 5 seconds of summer.
You're such a cow. Right,
amazing how you get back into the flow.
I know, it's like it's been 4.5 years in that toilet and he's straight on with those remarks. Right, it's really good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Am I going now?
I'm not quite sure what the point of this was. But
So what have we learned?
Don't watch Hooky Feeds from Iraq. Watch it on the BBC.
There we are. That's what his message is. Yeah. But thanks for your insight, 90s music expert.
Do you want me to go?
Go back to the toilet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg's on at 4. The Foos have just arrived.
Have they?
The Feet Up Fridays.
Have you gone and introduced yourself, as you often like to do around this time? Just go and welcome them into the building.
No, I just went, hello, and they went, hi. Didn't have a clue who I was.
Oh, really? Awkward.
I know. Hey, have you been watching Britain's Got Talent?
Do you know what? I haven't. It's probably the first series I've not really watched. I saw loads of stuff about it on Twitter last night.
Why not watching? You're burning the candle again.
No. I saw your face-ache Ellen DeGeneres tweeting about one of the acts.
Face-ache? Oh, face right, face-sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A person that looks like you.
Yeah, Bars and Melody. She's had them on her show because she loves talented kids. I don't know what it is about Ellen, but they're always on her show. So this is like a rap duo. They're quite good. They got through.
Okay.
Spoiler, if you haven't watched it, sorry. Like, it's if you record Britain's Got Talent every day and... Some people will be on saying that.
It's at this stage where there's one a day, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's unfair. So it can't be a spoiler now because the next one's nearly on.
Well, it's on tomorrow because of football. What is the World Cup starting tomorrow? Tonight?
No. It's just a England game.
Well, why are they playing now?
Preparing for the
What, like World a Cup. Practice?
Like a practice, yeah.
And who are they practicing against?
Is it Peru? Am I right with that? I look around the studio here and...
Oh, yeah. It is Peru, yeah. But why is that on... Okay, so many questions here.
What's wrong?
If they're about to play the World Cup, why don't they save their energy?
But then equally, I suppose, in your kind of terms, why don't they practice?
Well, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean?
But then that makes people like me think the World Cup has started. It's a false alarm.
Right.
Anyway, on Britain's Got Talent, let me introduce to you Lettuce Robotham.
Ah, yeah, I saw your tweet about Lettuce.
It's a woman called Lettuce. Who plays a really good violin.
Hello, I'm Lettuce Robotham. I am 24. And what else would you like to know?
Literally so posh you think it's a joke. Like, that's not real, is it? No one actually speaks like that. Listen.
Hello, I'm Lettuce Robotham. I am 24. And what else would you like to know?
What else? What would you like to know?
Is she putting that on?
I don't know. But for a lot of our listeners, they won't understand that. To them, it's just a posh noise. To them, it would have sounded like this.
So delicious. And what else?
Emotion.
Oh, it's in my head. Oh, 24.
Just posh noise.
It's posh noise, isn't it?
She plays a damn good violin, though.
Lettuce Rotherburn. Is that right?
She's probably a dame. Lady Lettuce Robotham. Lady Lettuce Robotham.
I've never heard of anyone called Lettuce.
I have never heard of a lettuce before. But she was lol. A lol lettuce. And
is that why you've brought that posh noise?
It was a bit like she was a bit drunk. I don't think she was, but she, like, there's a fine line between people that are a little bit tipsy or just so posh you can't understand them.
Yeah.
However, she got through. Another spoiler there. And if she wins...
So delicious. And what else? Emotion. Oh, 24.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what I was saying earlier about the list of boys and girls that were most likely to cheat their names?
Oh, yeah.
And Scott was at the top of the list. Is lettuce on the girls' one?
No.
If you get with her, does it count as one of your five a day?
Oh, God.
Good boarded. That was Pharrell and Marilyn Monroe on BBC Radio 1. Oh, God, it's all gone a bit 2004, I'm sorry. It's the effect of Chopper. Chappers. Okay, Klingander coming up, and we have got Scream on Real or No Real, and that's at 3:40 this afternoon. A lot of reaction about lettuce, saying fit.
Yeah, I'm very posh. Posh noise.
Absolute posh noise. Whoa!
So delicious. And what else? Emotion. Oh, it's so nice. 24.
Some people are texting in who claim to know lettuce. Mostly ladies.
Really?
Saying that she does actually speak like that.
Turns out she was in the Live Lounge as well.
When?
At one point with Ollie Murs once.
Mm, wow. Like the opposite of posh.
True.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for Real or No Real, and today it's Scream. Very pleased to have you on.
Hello, guys.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm great.
Is that your posh voice?
Yes. It's my daytime voice.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much for asking us to do the garage shout-outs again on your show.
I didn't really have much choice. It was public demand.
What do you mean?
It was obviously I always want you there as much as possible. But there's been a lot of requests,
a lot of love for our garage shout-outs, Scott.
A lot of requests for you guys.
Yes, mentor.
Are we going to do Real or No Real in this voice?
No. Right, so you're on after Pete Tong tonight, 11 o'clock, BBC Radio 1. What time can we hear ourselves on the shout-outs?
About 11:25.
All right.
Yeah, we've got a big, actual big show tonight. We've got possibly Sunday's number one, Second City.
Good.
And we have a new artist called Christoph.
Christoph?
Christoph, yes.
Oh, great name. Christoph Scott.
Christoph and Second City. Yeah. 11 o'clock tonight with Scream on Radio 1. Let's play Real or No Real. Loads of these are made up, loads of them are real, but which is which?
At the start of his One Extra show, David Rodigan regularly shouts out DJ Target's mum.
Oh, right. Now, is that for luck, then? Is that just a just something Rodigan does to get himself in the zone? Target's mum.
How does he know Target's mum? Out to Target's mum.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah, Rodigan and Target's mum. Is this a rumour that we want to start spreading?
Why would you do that at the start of every show?
I don't know. You don't shout out anyone's mum at the start of the show.
No, my mum hasn't listened to me for years.
Has she not?
She doesn't like the music.
Grimmy always shouts out Harry Styles' mum.
Yeah. Yeah, all the time. Mind you, she does listen a lot to Radio 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But does David Rodigan do shout outs for DJ Target's mum?
It's a strange one if he does. I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, I'm going to say no real because I thought I'd imagine that could start to be a bit of a problem after a while.
That one is real.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And here it is.
It's time for some sweet reggae music, especially for Target's mum.
We need to do this more often. Shout-outs to mums is the way forward.
Maybe she's just a big reggae fan. And another one.
It's time to get nutty. This is for Target's mum.
I like the way it's off the back of Time to Get Nutty.
This is incredible.
That's brilliant. Well, how did we not know this already?
When I was ill last week, I had this really weird moment. You know where you go on YouTube and you end up just watching one video, but then it links you to another video, and before you know it, you've spent 2 hours watching innuendo bingo.
Yeah.
All the innuendo bingos. But for me, last week, I got stuck watching videos of Rodigan.
Oh, now, he's amazing.
I'm not really sure why I started doing this, but I'm so glad I did.
Didn't I show you that video of him in Jamaica that time, absolutely losing his mind?
Possibly.
That is sort of the majority of videos, though.
They are good.
The man is incredible.
He is incredible.
It's time for some sweet reggae music, especially for Target's mum.
He is a broadcasting legend. He's on Radio 1 Extra, 7 p.m. Sunday, with a Lee Scratch Perry special. David Rodigan, next.
At Radio 1's big weekend, Tiësto asked Martin Garrix to remove many of the pyrotechnics from his DJ set. Tiësto feared he would be upstaged by the 18-year-old's crackers.
See, Tiësto, big in the game for a long time, but, you know, long of tooth.
And then I think this one is actually going to be real.
And then this young whippersnapper comes along off of Holland. Who do you think you are? Get
singing
out.
About, singing about animals.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, Scream. You must do a lot of these kind of gigs where you're on a lineup full of many people, right?
Yes.
And do you insist that they don't play certain music before you?
In the past, I have done. I haven't for a long time.
Right.
But why?
I did go through a stage because, especially like in sort of places you'd never been before, the warm-up DJ would want to play all of your kind of back catalogue.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I've never been here before, so they kind of want to see me play them.
Mm.
But you have to be very careful how you word it, because you can make you look like a bit of a...
It's tricky, because you've got very angry in the past, Scott, haven't you? when you've walked into a club and you can hear them play it.
I can hear them playing Now 87. I'm like, stop that.
You know what you're doing. It's my crowd out there, not yours.
Yeah, they haven't come to see you play Calvin Harris Summer. They've come to see me play it.
But I like the idea that Tiesto's at the top of the tree here, and it's like Danny Howard opened that stage on Friday, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now, that poor lad, he must have not been able to play anything. I mean, look who was above him. Annie Mack.
I know.
Pete Tong, Martin Garrett, Tiesto.
I saw him on before Steve Angello once, and it was like, what are you going to play? Yeah. Seriously, he's got all the bangers, you've got nothing.
Oh, yeah, but you've got to go on now.
Yeah.
So, real or no real, Tiesto goes off at Martin Garrix because he thinks he might upstage him.
I'm going real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
such a good story, if true, but not. And next,
Ed Sheeran's rider for Radio 1's Big Weekend included a hot water bottle in case it got cold.
Oh, he likes his own comforts, Ed.
Yeah, I reckon he's a guy of simple tastes.
He's only little as well.
Hmm. What's that got to do with
it? Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot how short you are. Well, you know, you get colder.
It's
a known fact.
What?
Yeah,
no, it's not.
I know it's not. Because it is actually probably worse if you're taller. You've got the headwind.
We need to get you on the show with jet lag more often.
Yeah.
Again, this is another great reason for having Scream on. We can now investigate what rider he would have at his kind of gigs.
Yeah.
I'm sort of fascinated by that as well. Scream, over to you.
It's actually really simple.
What is it?
A couple of bottles of refreshments and some pita bread.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is there any...
It is quite funny, though. I do turn up some places, and I think in America I have a different rider. It's like sort of a more generic one. I turn up and there's like just fruit, nuts, crisps, like everything. I'm like... It's going to get wasted.
Mm. Oh. Well, take them off it then.
I know. Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
You're a simple guy, aren't you, Scott? Oh, wine and towels.
Wine and towels. Can't go wrong. It's a very different gig, though, do you know what I mean? It was a bit nippy, though, at Big Weekend, because if you were watching online, you would have seen all the kind of artists just before they were about to go on stage borrowing different people's coats. Like Lily Allen was like, I'll have your coat and your coat and your coat, and just put all three on. And then as soon as the music started, whipped the coat off. Yeah. It was a little bit parky. Yeah. Ed Sheeran, though, did he have a hot water bottle on his rider, real or no real?
What are you saying?
I'm saying real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
I'm not doing very good.
Mate, you're doing really bad.
And next...
Last Friday night, in a Glasgow club, Nick Grimshaw attempted to crowd surf, losing both his shoes in the process.
Was that in a club, or was that at the Big Weekend itself? I think it was in a club.
There's a lot of events going on after the Friday night dance event.
Right.
That is quite a common occurrence, to lose your shoes whilst crowd surfing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Now, I did see, not that I'm wanting to rat on anyone here, but I did see Grimmy at about 8 o'clock before I released Pete Tong's balls live at Radio 1's Big Weekend, and he had a few drinks.
Had he?
So I'm saying that by the time the dance night ended, around about 12 o'clock, I'm saying that he carried on.
Right.
I just got the feeling that he wasn't in the mood for staying in, you know what I mean?
So you can see how this could have escalated to a point where it's
absolutely, yes. Escalation was definitely in his eyes.
Now, here's the thing. You were DJing that night in a club in Glasgow.
No, I was on Saturday night.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
So it wasn't Grimmy at your club night crowd surfing?
No.
Right, okay.
Real or no real, Grimmy surfs and loses his shoes. He loses his shoes a lot. He does. Oh, sick. I lost one of my shoes again. Oh, obsessed.
I'm almost guaranteed this is real.
Yeah. I don't think we even need to discuss this.
I think for the sake of competition, I'm going to say no real.
That one is obviously real.
Oh.
And, well, I think Scream did quite bad. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Do you know what? We both did bad. I got 10, Scream got 10.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Right, so, you know, it's a start, isn't it?
I'm getting better.
Take those points with you, put them in your pocket and do something nice with them.
Listen to Scream tonight, 11 p.m. after Pete Tong on Radio 1. We're doing the Garage Shoutouts. Second City are on. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
That's all the best bits from Friday's show. Join us on Radio 1 Monday at 1 o'clock. We will have the World Cup song that I've made with 5 Seconds of Summer. Finally, Monday from 1 o'clock.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.